Welcome to Zichron Mishnah Siman Member by Avram Goldar, and today Mazekas Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. Let's begin by reviewing the Simani from the previous eight prakim. So Perek Gimel, Mazekas Brachas, Misha Meso, the first Simon is Lefanav, then Kavru, then Nek, then Balkari, then Betfila, then Zav. Good. Then Perek Dalad, Tfilas Shachar, first Simon is Zmanim, then Beis Midrash, then Shmoneh Esrei, then Keva, then Chamor, then Svina, then Musafim. Good. Perek Hei, Ein Omdim. The first Siman is Chasidim, then Gershamim, then Kansipur, then Teruf, then Siman Ra. Perek Vav, Ketzem Mevarchin. First Siman is Al HaPeros, then Ta'a, then Shehakol, then Minim Harbe. Then we have Parperes, then Mevarch Lekulan, then Iker V'Tafel, and then Me'ein Shalosh. Then Perek Zayin Shlosh Sheachu. The first Siman is Zimun, then Nek, then Ketza, then Lachalek, then Shtei Chaburos. Good. Perek Ches, Eilu Dvarim. First Siman is Yom Yain, then Netil Maziga, then Mapa, then Mechabdin, then Havdalah, then Ein Mavarkin, then Shachach, and then Kos. Good. And then Perek Tes, Haroa. The first Siman is Nisim, then Chamish Brachas, then Shehachianu, then Nichnas, and then Be'ahavta. Good, and then we go to Perek Aleph and Peah, Eilu Dvarim. The first Siman is Ein Shiur, then Shishim, then Sada, then Inglam, then Ilan, and then Yimoreach. Excellent. So now Mishnah Beis continues dealing with the claw that one who has different fields must give Peah from each field. He's not allowed to give Peah in one field to cover all the other fields. And one field can be considered multiple fields if there's something that is mapsik, dividing the field, such as a stream or paths, and so on. So in this Mishnah, we learn that an amas hamayim, a water channel, going through a field that prevents one from harvesting the field as one, divides the field into two, requiring giving payah from each field. The Mishnah says, amas hamayim, she'ena yachol hikatzer ka'achas, is not able to be harvested as one, revido emir mapsechas. That amas hamayim divides the field. Then the Mishnah continues that hills, harim, in the field, even though bakar, cattle, cannot pass over them with their equipment, as long as they can be tilled with a hoe, one only gives one payah from the field. It's considered still one field. So this information base is going to be amas hamayim, and I'm going to put in parenthesis harim. Amas hamayim in parenthesis harim. Then Mishnah Gimel begins, hakol mapsik wazraim ve'eno mapsik ha'ilan al gadar. All these things we've learned so far that apply to a field of seeds do not apply to a field of trees. The only thing that is mapsik between trees is a fence, and even a fence is a mapsik if the branches intertwine on top of the fence. Now, the siman choice here is a toss-up. I could go with ilan, but I'm going to choose gadar because it's more distinct. So when you think of gadar, the fence, you'll think of it dividing a field of trees where peah has to be given now from each field. So the two simanim for today are amas hamayim and gadar. Amas hamayim and gadar. So now in terms of the siman story, the zichu siman for beis is a bais, is a house. So the story is that we have a house that is divided into two halves. It's mapsikin. It's divided into two halves, and there's an amas hamayim going straight through it, a water channel going through it, and then the water smashes into a fence, a gadar. So we have mapsikin in terms of the bais, the water channel going through it, amas hamayim, and the water smashes into a gadar, which is a fence. So the simani for the second parak so far are mapsikin, amas hamayim, gadar. Mapsikin, amas hamayim, gadar. Excellent. So now let's conclude with the pop quiz. Which parak do we have a mission that has the 5 to 9 for what is chayv and peah? That's in Perek Aleph, and the siman is Inglam. Good. Which parak do we learn that the shir midrabban for peah is shishim? That's in Perek Aleph, and the siman is shishim. Good. Which parak do we have a mission that lists the various things that are mapsik, a field of seeds? That's in Perek Beis, and the siman is mapsikin. Good. Which parak do we have a mission that tells us where to put the towel we've used for Netilas Yadayim at the meal? That's in Perek Ches, and the siman is Mapa. Good. Which parak do we learn that an Uman can say Kriyashma up in a tree? That's in Perek Beis and Brachas, and the siman is Uman. Good. Which parak do we have a mission that tells us that when there are 6 people eating together, they can divide into 2 groups of 3 to make a Zimun? That's in Perek Zayin, and the siman is Achali, great. Which parak do we have a mission that tells us how the chassidim prepared for tefillah? That's in parak. Hey, and the siman is chassidim. Good. Which parak do we have a mission that tells us when it comes to a field of trees, only a gadar, only a fence, is mapsik? That's in parak. Beis, and the siman is gadar. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.